everyone. This is Ed Furtick, and you're listening to the Soul Train segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. You know, I've been involved in fitness for a lot of years, and this show is meant to help you get into a fit lifestyle. So we have guests on the show to help you reach those goals. And today's guest is Holly Tanner, a Columbia County resident who has been involved in, of all things, kickboxing. So welcome to Soul Train, Holly Tanner.
Thank you very much, Ed. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So what is kickboxing?
Well, kickboxing in its purest form is, you'll think of Jean-Claude Van Damme and the movies, mixed martial arts. And that's where this form of exercise really came from. So it's not physical combat. You're not actually engaged in fighting with anyone, but it's the movements derived from that form, that genre of martial arts, set to music and used as an aerobic activity to get your heart rate going, to burn calories. And also it's a way to, curve and define muscle tone.
So it's not a martial art?
No. It uses the motions from martial arts, okay, from the kickboxing. And again, think of those movies where, mm-hmm, you see the jabs and the uppercuts. So it uses those motions, but in an exercise format. So you follow the instructor and follow the motions, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so you're calling it an aerobic activity because you do it for an extended period of time, like you go through a routine that is how long typically?
Typically, class would be 45 minutes, and there's a warm up period, and then there's the activity, and then there's a cool down portion. So mm-hmm, it may even go from 45 minutes to an hour. I would do it when I was teaching. It was actually a kick step. So that would even drive up the aerobic activity even more because in exercise, like anything else, humans by nature are rather, we grow bored easily, and exercise is something that there's always new forms, what's popular, what's hot. So at one time the step classes, that was a popular thing, and then it kind of faded out, and then this kickboxing. And so we combined it at the gym I was working at. So it was a kick step class. So again, it's just a form of aerobic activity, anything that you can do after checking with your doctor, of course, to start a physical fitness program that gets your heart rate going is good for you. And you're burning calories and you're increasing your heart rate, sweating a little bit.
Yeah. And for those of you who are listening, any aerobic activity should get your heart rate up and make you sweat a little bit.
The rule of thumb is you should have difficulty during the class or during your activity. You should be able to have a conversation, but it should be difficult. You
right,
shouldn't be able to speak as freely as you and I are speaking now. You should, you should be struggling a little bit. Your breathing rate should be up. But again, you want to be able to speak. You don't want to be panting so much that you're about to pass out. So
right,
that's why it's important to check with your doctor, of course, before starting any physical activity regimen.
Maybe one day when I do this segment, I'll lift weights during the 12 minutes.
Absolutely.
And the audience can listen to me, getting tired and out of breath.
That's right. That's right.
Turn the segment into a workout.
I do squats while I blow dry my hair.
Oh, my.
Anytime
that's cutting edge, folks.
Cut a little workout in, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to Walmart, park as far as you can from the store and kickbox your way into the front entrance. Now, you were an instructor at a gym.
Correct.
And who was your typical person?
We did have, there were some men who took the class, but mostly it was women who worked during the day and were looking to get some exercise and, keep their bodies fit and toned and healthy. So,
but were they typically people who have always exercised, or they were in the gym for other things and were also doing kickboxing? Or do you see it as something that a person who has never been involved in a fitness regimen, do you see it as something a person like that could do?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we did have our regulars who would take every class. So there were different classes that were offered at this location. And so this was just another opportunity. And so, yeah, most of them were regulars. It is something, though, that anyone can pick up. It's not, you know, popular right now is Zumba. So it's not as choreographed as Zumba. I know sometimes people are apprehensive about going into a class because they're afraid of not knowing the steps. And I did a Zumba thing, a dance-a-thon fundraiser, and never having done Zumba before, I did stay towards the back of the class. And it was, if you don't know the steps, you feel a little bit awkward. Whereas this type of activity, kickboxing, once you learn the basic motions, it's not highly choreographed. You just kind of follow along. And it's a lot of repetition. So it's not, you're not changing what you're doing a lot. So, you know, it's you're doing eight uppercuts, you're doing eight, you know, kicks, you're doing eight of this, then eight of the next thing. And then you start over again with the other side. So it's okay, repetitious.
So a novice, if I'm going to do this for the first time, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in a room with other people.
Right.
It's usually isolated from the rest of the gym.
Correct.
I guess. And there's music playing.
Right.
And then everyone, regardless of your level of experience, you're doing the same thing, or
that's
you're trying
correct.
To.
Right. That's correct.
So eventually, like, the novice is going to be in the back, usually looking at what everyone else is doing
right.
and trying to go along with it.
Right. That's correct. The okay. other thing I would say about it is it can be, there's different levels of aerobic activity, and you can define them by high impact or low impact.
Okay.
Kickboxing and step kick, they're more of a high impact mm-hmm. activity. So if you have bad knees, it might be something that you want to, again, check with your doctor and be aware of, because it is a lot of movement with your knees. So
right.
it is
right.
more of a high impact. You can do low impact in any form of exercise, but again, you just have to be aware of what your own physical limitations are.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. You're
it
doing
is fun.
It with other people. There's music.
Right.
You're burning calories. You're
right.
getting your heart rate up. And
right.
It's not a skill that, you know, people don't have. It sounds like it would come pretty natural. I mean, it's not like you're playing basketball or baseball
right.
or tennis. You
right.
know, you don't need to come in with any big set of skills.
That's correct, right.
You don't need to be a fast runner or a tall person. So, interesting. Now, what type of equipment do you need to be kickboxing?
You really just need a good pair of sneakers
mm-hmm.
and comfortable clothing.
Okay.
So, you know, a comfortable top, and usually you would wear something that's a little bit more form-fitting as opposed to loose because of the body movements that you are doing. You know, you're doing kicks and thrusts and punches. But other than that, you really don't need any special equipment unless you're going to incorporate the step with it. And then you need, you know, the step.
Okay. So there's no expense associated with the equipment.
No.
So basically, the gym you were at,
mm-hmm.
did you have to pay extra for the kickboxing, or was it part of the...
It was part of the membership. You could, if you didn't want to be a member of the gym per se, you could pay just to attend classes too. So
okay.
a lot of gyms are like that. Now, the sad thing is a lot of the gyms in the area, you know, I can't mention them, but, you know, some of them, they've kind of gotten away from the class
right.
aspect.
Right.
There's not a lot of classes around anymore, but you can find
right.
them.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
But I imagine those listeners who want to, assuming you live in Columbia or Greene counties and you want to get involved in kickboxing, I guess you could Google it.
Correct.
See what's going on. It might be worth taking a little trip. I imagine there's probably quite a bit of kickboxing going on in Albany and
right. I think
probably
there's stuff
in
Greene County as well.
So you could find it. And again, it doesn't cost much. It's an aerobic activity. And we hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about kickboxing today. Now, we've got to go. And our guest for this segment has been Holly Tanner, who also happens to be the current Columbia County Clerk. And please come listen next time as well. So this is Ed Furtick, Soul Train, signing off for today. And thanks very much for listening, folks.